attitude. Imagine there's a guy down front who just dumped you. Make him regret it. It's not bad, but we can do better. Let's aim higher. Shantae,
I got this.
Okay, terrifying. Let's kill the music. Okay, look, guys, I'm no model, but here's what I'm looking for, okay? Confident, not angry. See? Own it. Ow! Oh, my leg. Ow, ow, ow.
Oh my gosh.
What happened?
Okay?
Muscle cramp, dialysis. Ow, ow, ow. Okay, let's get her up. One, two, three. No, I can't. Just breathe through it.
Saline drip will top up your fluid levels.
So that's all it was, dehydration?
In its extreme form, yes.
Well, I've been nagging her to drink more water.
Blood pressure's low.
Well, that's a good thing, right?
Well, in an elderly patient with a heart condition, yes. But in your state, it's a sign of poor renal function. Tell me how you've been feeling.
Tired, nauseous some of the time, funny taste in my mouth all the time. My memory's totally shot. And another thing, my memory is totally shot. It was a joke.
I wish I had better news.
What's wrong?
Her kidneys are on a steeper path of deterioration than I feared.
What does that mean?
It means you're going to have to start doing dialysis every day and start thinking seriously about a transplant.
Family members are the most likely match, right?
Absolutely.
Well, we're all prepared to do whatever it takes.
So we just need to arrange for blood tests as soon as possible.
Hey, hey, everyone. You're listening to Mono a Mono with Dave and Adam.
And a special guest, Katie Matlin, editor of Degrassi Daily. So tell us, Katie, what's good?
Well, it's good to put a face to that voice, Adam. I have to say, I'm a fan of your show.
So, Katie, why don't you tell us about the prom fundraiser fashion show coming up? Let me guess, you're a model?
I am, and it's going to be awesome. Tickets are only $7, and all proceeds go to the prom fund.
Talk about a worthy cause, and who might the hot, funny, and talented host be? Oh, it's me, isn't it?
Yes, but we're still looking for more guys to walk the runway.
Oh, good thing I'm available.
Amazing. You should sign up.
Really?
Really.
Well, in that case, let me practice my manly strut to this next track. Thanks, that was great.
Can't wait to see that strut on the catwalk.
This music is fashion.
Whoa.
Eli, just read your pages for the new play.
So good, so good.
Your words hit me right here. Did you feel that? It's my heart.
I'm gonna need that back, Imogen.
I just wanted to ask you who you saw in the role of Clara. Anyone in drama class cross your mind?
If you want to audition, just sign up.
Done. Any tips? I really want to nail this part.
Well, if you want to nail Clara, you have to fully understand the complex creature I based her on. Clara Edwards is a riddle wrapped in a mystery stuffed inside of an enigma.
She sounds like a burrito. And now I'm hungry.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
Okay, Shantae's gonna kill someone. Should I cut the music? Holly J?
Okay, take five, everybody. Don't go far.
Are you all right? What's going on?
It's official. Dialysis is not working. I need a transplant.
But someone in your family will be a match, though, right?
There's no guarantee. The public waiting list is miles long.
Okay, you need to go home. Rest.
Okay, well, can you take over? You're pro at this stuff.
Agreed. But I still have my play duties, and being by your side 24/7 is really going to eat up my fashion show time.
Thanks, V. Might need you.
Okay, well, I better get home to rest. Attention, models. From now on, you're on your own.
Any chance you want to add fashion show consultant to your resume? I'm handing you the reins.
Oh, great. I'll take it from here. Thanks.
Break a leg.
Hey, what's up, LL Cool A? I just checked the fashion show sign-up sheet. Funny, I didn't see your name on it.
Because my name's not LL Cool A.
Well, I didn't see A. Torres either. Come on, man. Little Katie, she threw you signals.
She was just being nice for radio.
No, trust me. I know when a girl's flirting. So, I mean, are you into her or what?
Wouldn't mind getting to know her better.
All right, then go for it. I took a chance with Allie.
Don't know if I'm into taking chances with girls anymore.
Look, seriously, bro, as far as I'm concerned, you're a dude. All right, so make a move, and before you know, it's gonna be me, you, Katie, and Allie all hanging out double date style.
Maybe I'll just be upfront about what lies beneath, see what happens.
Gotta set the table before you eat, right?
Kate, who teaches you to say these things?
It's all me.
Help you?
Yes. I'm studying you. I want to be you.
Okay. But I'm taken by me.
You're funny. I don't want to be you exactly. I want to be Clara.
Ah, you're auditioning for Eli's play.
Clara, where are you going?
There's this little voice inside my head saying bad idea.
You hear voices too? Clara, please. You're my only hope of impressing Eli. I need this.
You like him.
You're not jealous?
No. I have a boyfriend. I've moved on. I'd be happy if Eli did too. Okay, I'll help you.
Oh my God, Claire, thank you.
Just don't tell anyone, okay? Am I too late to volunteer?
Depends. Do you mind wearing a silly t-shirt?
Is this the biggest size?
The guys want them form-fitting.
Oh, okay. Not a problem.
Great. I'll pair you up with one of the girls.
How about you?
Me?
Sure. Warning you in advance, you may be upstaged. I do a mean Zoolander.
Oh, yeah? Let's see your blue steel.
You know I'm trans, right?
Yeah, I know. Did I do something wrong?
No, it's not a big deal. I was just making sure.
I guess I was just thinking of you as one of the guys. Do you have news?
I do. Your father, mother, and sister are all type AB, but you're type A.
So they can't give me a kidney? Wait, how can I have a different blood type?
Well, it's possible, but it's highly unlikely. I'm gonna run the tests again. It might have been an error at the lab.
Sweetie, we'll find someone.
I know. I hope. You don't think it's weird about the blood types?
Well, I never got how that works, even back in grade 10 biology.
But you have always been more type A than the rest of us.
It's a blessing and a curse.
We'll broaden our search. Aunts, uncles, cousins.
Sure. Someone will be a match. It's all family, right? Hello, Claire. Already returning my stuff?
Yep. Stayed up all night reading Claire's favorites.
Wait, you read all my top Hemingways?
Every word. Now, as we discussed before, can I borrow some of your clothes?
Not so fast. I will help you get this part, but I need something in return.
I'll knit you a sweater, buy you a monkey, foot massage, anything.
Only this. If you do get the part, try to make Clara a bit more sympathetic. I'm concerned with Eli's betrayal of me.
Deal.
Fiona, if you weren't cut from the same cloth as your family, you'd know it, right?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, I'm a twin, so there's a male copy of me out there. And sometimes I think my mom and I share the same brain. Wait, is this about the blood tests?
I looked it up. It is really weird that nobody in my family is a blood type match.
Weird as in impossible?
Super, super unlikely.
Well, since it's come to this, I want to help. I want to take the test to find out my blood type.
There's more to it than that. There's human leukocyte antigens.
You're not going to talk me out of it. You're like a sister to me, Holly J. You know that.
More than my sister ever was.
You and Heather are 6 years apart.
I dug this out of my basement. I've seen pictures of toddler me, but I don't remember ever seeing any baby me pictures. I've never paid much attention to the dates, but look, 1993.
Oh, that was my first Christmas. Oh, we were in Brussels. My mom took like 1,000 pictures of Declan and me surrounded by baby gifts.
Right, it was my first Christmas too, so I should be in every photo in here.
Is that Heather?
Pre-nose job. There's my mom, dad, grandma, even Heather's pet turtle. Where am I?
Napping?
Fiona, I wasn't there. Why wasn't I there?
You're tearing me apart, Claire. Just tell me what you want.
I'll show you, but not with words.
And scene. Thank you. Not one actor has even come close. Now come in. We're ready to be disappointed.
I'm here to audition. But before you get too excited, know that we can't be together. Because all we would do is spiral into another epic vortex, which ends with you crashing a hearse into a wall. We are all a lost generation. So let's just focus on the play and get found.
Okay, next up, we have Sean Tane of Fashion Crime's Black and White Beauty, accompanied by Mr. President himself, Sav Bhandari.
You look great.
Thanks. I'm nervous, not big on standing in front of a whole bunch of people.
Me neither.
What's wrong? Nothing.
Ivory number with gold embellishments, accompanied by my main man, Adam.
I go to family reunions every year, and nobody's ever told me, Holly J, you laugh like your dad, or you have your mom's eyes.
Come on, there has to be a simple explanation.
Explain this, my nose? How come I escaped the wrath of the St. Clair Schnoz and Heather didn't?
You got lucky.
My hands? They don't look anything like my mom's or my dad's.
They're just hands. You're flipping yourself out. You need to sit, drink some agua, and chill.
The funny thing is, I used to like being one of a kind. Thought it made me original. Better.
Drink.
You know, if I'm right about this, it means my parents have been lying to me for almost 18 years.
You know, there might be a silver lining here. Two new birth parents equals four possible kidneys. It's Vegas night, a night when dreams come true. But is this a dream, Ari, or a nightmare?
You're tearing me apart, Clara. Just tell me what you want.
I'll tell you, but not with words. You won't recognize yourself, the things that you've done. And you're too cold to melt, and you've come undone. I would give it all for you.
See.
If I were so
brave. All right, everybody, that was one hot show. Now put your hands together and give it up for our models.
I'm just glad it's over. We should celebrate.
Yeah, cool. I just gotta talk to someone and then I'll find you.
Don't forget about tomorrow.
Marisol, hey.
Hi, Adam. You and Katie look great up there.
Thanks. So, Katie, she's like your BFF, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So you know her thoughts on certain things, certain people.
She talked to me about you.
She did? Did she tell you we're going to a book signing tomorrow?
Yeah, she thinks you're a pretty interesting person.
Interesting, that's a good thing, right?
Wait, you like her? Like her? Well, to be sort of realistic, unless you were physically different, I don't think you're her type. Sorry.
Off to dialysis. Should we stop and grab you something to snack on?
No, it's okay. I'm fine.
You okay, sweetie?
Well, okay, I'm just wondering why there's not any baby pictures of me. Mom?
Your dad and I wanted to wait until you had turned 18
for what?
To tell you that when you were 11 months old, we adopted you.
So, okay, so you lied to me for my whole life.
We never wanted you to question where you belonged. We wanted you to feel 100% Sinclair.
God, this is insane. Okay, what about Heather?
Well, there were complications with her birth. I couldn't carry another child. So we adopted you. The best decision we ever made.
Who are my birth parents?
I don't know. But your dad and I have looked into it, and it might be possible to find out online.
So you looked into it because of the kidney thing?
Yes, we were going to tell you the truth in the next day or two. Oh, sweetie, I am so sorry you had to find out like this. But no matter what, you are, and you always will be our daughter.
Dave. Look at my chest.
What?
Come on, we're friends, right?
Which means we don't look at each other's parts.
Friends tell each other the truth. Come on, these just look like man boobs,
yeah,
right?
No, I'm not doing this.
Come on, just look.
Okay, just get those out of my face.
Dave, please.
All right, fine. Like, this isn't the weirdest thing that's ever happened in my life, me looking at your chest.
Shouldn't be that weird. There's not much to look at, right?
Okay, look, Adam, I know you're trying your best, but let's keep it real, all right? Boobs are happening.
So, I guess you have a trip to a super boring government office to look forward to.
Trying to avoid that if I can. I read that the government has opened adoption records. Lots of places have. So all I need to do is fill out this form and press send. So long as my birth parents consented to disclosing their names, I should be able to find them.
Wait, now? Hold on, didn't you just go through a major life-altering experience?
Yeah, and now I might have a much better chance at living a normal life.
I just want to make sure you're ready.
I'm still me. My parents are my parents. Being adopted changes nothing.
Yeah, but what if...
Fiona, please. Just don't what-if me to death.
This is huge. Take your time. Absorb. Stop being so type A.
Well, it is my blood type. And right now, time is a luxury I don't have.
You find out the names of your birth parents, then what, track them down?
That's the hardest question you could ever ask. Would you sacrifice a vital organ for someone you've just met?